We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Lamed Tes Sif Beis. In Rotzeh Lishtos Yayin Kodmim Tilus Yadayim, if one wants to drink wine before he washes his hands, Afilu L'Yishto Yayin B'Tei Chasudah, even if he will not drink wine during the meal, Mikom Ha'akum Yesh Oimrim, there are opinions that Kivin D'Yayin Bo Liftach B'nei Ma'ayim L'Hamshich Tavs Achila, wine serves as a way to increase the appetite. And therefore, Mken Hu B'Chalal Suda becomes part of the meal. Nifta Perchas Hamazon. This halacha that we're learning in the Sif is only when somebody wants to drink wine before he begins the meal. But when we talk about wine that we make a bracha by Pri Hagafen on Kiddush, even if one won't drink wine during the meal, since the halacha is that we have to have Kiddush b'makom suda, the Kiddush is very much connected to the meal. So the Bari Pri Hagafen that we make on the wine before the meal, certainly the benching will cover that wine, and there is no question about the bracha achrona on that wine. However, there are those that insist that because of the questions that are raised in this sif, even on Shabbos, when we make a Bari Pri Hagafen on the Kiddush wine before the meal, we should also drink wine during the meal. And the Paiskim say that whatever halacha was saying regarding the wine, the same halacha applies to grape juice. So, V'yeshayimrim, now continue to Shulchan Aruch, our opinion, that filam shoshu yayin gam b'tei chasuda, even if he's drinking wine during the meal, mikom makom en hayayin shlefnei hamazon niftar b'birchas hamazon, the wine that was consumed before the meal, birchas hamazon can't cover it. Ulkein, yesh lamnayim lishtas kodim tilas yadayim, under normal circumstances, one should refrain from drinking wine before the meal, unless he's going to drink another cup of wine after benching, and then for that wine, since it's after benching, you're going to make a bari pri hagafen and a bracha achrona of al hagafen, shivarch achav al hagafen, v'yiftagam ma'ashashasu kodim tilas yadayim, and that bracha achrona will cover the wine that was consumed before washing your hands. V'mracha listos yayin tsarf, the same halacha applies to all alcoholic beverages. If one wants to drink them kodim asuzda, bein shiyishton gam b'toich asuda, whether he's going to drink them during the meal, bein lo yishto, he won't drink them during the meal. Yol zor shalo yidlishto is kodim asuda rak pachs m'kazayis, he should drink before the meal just less than a kazayis of the alcoholic beverages. Avam shos kazayis, because we drank a kazayis of those beverages, or yoyser, now there's a question, bracha achrona, will the benching cover it or not? Sif Gimel, emrat zalachal koidim, mitil shidayim minim zaynus, if somebody wants to eat something for which the bracha is bari minim zaynus, before washing, you're going ugus davash, ugus baking, honey cookies, egg kichel, ukedoyma, shabracha achrona shalom hi ala michya, the bracha achrona on those foods is ala michya, whether he's going to eat from those foods during the meal, whether he won't eat from them during the meal, birchas hamazon covers them. Ki birchas hamazon peteres birchas al mechia. When one says birchas hamazon, if he also has to say al mechia, the birchas hamazon covers it. Uvad. These foods should be eaten not a long time before the meal begins, right before the meal begins. Aval im tsorach lahafsik harbe, if it's going to be a big interruption before he eats these foods and then he washes his hands, begins the meal, what he should do is tsorach levarach berachas al mechia, he should make a bari mezonos. Make and I'll eat them. Make al mechia amash achal on what he ate. But feel yochem aminim elu. Even if it is his intention to eat from these foods, gam b'taychas suda. Even if he intends to eat from them during the meal, and in general, the halacha is, as we're saying, that he should say to mezonos, eat the food and make an alamichya, but he shouldn't begin the meal right away. He should have a hefsek, he should have an interruption before he begins the meal. Otherwise, there'll be a question if that alamichya that he made is a bracha shen a tzricha. The Paiskim say that either he should wait until beginning the meal, the Shal Sechuvas Marsham says this, 15 minutes, or he should go out, or he should do something that will be considered a legitimate hefsek, a legitimate interruption to avoid the problem of Bracha Shein Etzricha. Simen Mem. Hilchus Netel Shadayim L'suda Baichaf Alev Sifim. Harayot Zalach HaPashem V'archan La'amaitzi. If somebody wants to eat bread for which there's a bracha of amaitzi when you eat that bread, tzorach litol yada mikodem, he has to wash his hands beforehand. In a pas gadol kabeya, if the piece of bread is as large as the size of a kabeya, then he should mevarach al natila, he should make a bracha of natila sudayim. However, if the piece of bread is pachs mizah, less than that, we don't make an atil sudayim. The halacha is that it should be lechatchila shebe lechatchila. If somebody doesn't want to have a question on the bracha on atil sudayim that he's making, that it should not be a bracha of atala, he should eat the size of a kebeya, which is the equivalent of two kezesim, and he should eat that bread b'day achilas pras, which is anywhere from 3 to 9 minutes. My Rebbe, Rav Tovi Goldstein, used to say 5 minutes in that range. Sipes, the tilas yadayim tzricha liyis dafka min hakeli. It has to be done from a cup. There is a big question about a cup which is a disposable cup, if it can be used for the tilas yadayim. L'chatchila, one should avoid using that type of a cup, but if he's in a time and a place where he has no choice, he may. Also, the cup has to hold at least the size, the sheer of a revius, preferably even more, that you should have enough water, as we're going to learn, to wash your hand with plentiful water. It should not, the cup should be whole without any holes in it, a stack of flesh, a full crack. The gam lamala, even on the top, on the rim, it should be smooth on the top as well. And those barrels, if there's a kind of a cup that has like a separate spout or separate place, like a straw, you shouldn't use that spout, that like straw, to have the water pour on your hand. Kisham ain leidin kli. That is not called a keli. Kivin she'ain machzik sham mashkim. It really can't hold much liquid in there. El tzricham lito derech svas a kli. One should wash his hands from the opening of the cup. Makam sham machzik mashkin. The place where it could hold plenty liquid. Sif gimel. Kli shana yochel lamed al yedei smicha. If you have a cup that is not sturdy and it can't stand unless it's supported, if that's the way it was manufactured, that's the way it stands, then it's considered a proper cup. If that's not the way it was manufactured, like the cover of a pat that is not flat, we shouldn't use that to wash our hands. The Shulchan Aruch goes into detail over this halacha. Siftal shir hamayim kosher l'shar b'tzimtzim. It's hard to determine exactly how much water should be used, but tzrich mishbal kol yad mayim b'shefa. One should wash, pour in his hand an abundant amount of water. V'amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda teaches us, ano mashim maloy chav imaya. I was generous with the amount of water that I poured on my hand, v'yavli, and in reward for that, I received molei chafne tevusoi, I received much bracha from my Kaddish Baruch Hu. The halacha, as we said, is that the cup must hold a revius, but it also should be that you should have enough water that the entire hand until the wrist is completely washed. Doesn't have to have more than that, but that's the amount of water that it should have. First we wash the right hand, and the Mishnah Berurah says that even someone who's a lefty should follow this procedure, washing the right hand and then the left hand. He should be careful that the water should go on the entire hand, until the wrist. There should be no spot without any water. And the halacha is that one wants to do the tilas yadayim properly. One should be careful that the hands that he's going to be washed should be completely dry before he does the tilas yadayim. Another point that they try to make sure is that the handle of the cup that you're going to use to wash your hands with should also be completely dry. And some are also careful that to make sure in order that the bracha that we're going to make on Tilas Yudayim should not be a bracha levatala, to make sure to touch something on your body which is normally covered, and by having your hands touch such a spot on your body, then your hands certainly are mechuyev on in the Tilas Yudayim. One should be careful to have the water, as we've been learning, cover the entire hand, and therefore he should lift his hands up and make sure that any water that's on the hand should be rolled onto the hand, and the entire hand should be covered with water. V'kein, says the Kitzur Shochnach, therefore Yafrik Ktzas Atzbos, he should separate the fingers, V'yigbin Klapi Mala, and have them go upwards, like that you could be certain that the water will cover all of the fingers, from the top and their entire circumference of every finger. The water should all be hitting the hand with one pouring. But if it didn't happen and it takes twice to pour it on and cover the whole hand, that's also acceptable. So therefore one should not use a cup that has a narrow opening that prevents all of the water from coming out at one time. It's appropriate to wash each hand, and the proper way to do it is wash the right hand twice, and then wash the left hand twice.